It's a very good question. Very intelligent question. It's good when to see young people are looking at the scripture with those kind of eyes to see that different. That's the way you should look at the scripture. And just again, to give a little answer, but I want you to look at it into more and more. The unity of the Spirit in verse 3 is what the Spirit of God have formed. That is the work that you and I are not involved in. It's already done by the Spirit of God. So that is the work that the Spirit of God did when he came on the day of Pentecost. And in that great event, he formed that body. So that is the unity of the Spirit. When I know that, I walk in the light of that, so I do not make another unity or a sub-unity. There is no such a thing. There is only one unity. And that would help me not to get involved in the breaking up that we see around us with man failures. But when we come to the unity of the faith. Now, this is the responsible part that you and I now are involved in. What is the object here? Faith here is the whole economy of what God have in mind. We all gonna get to that place. As that body is being built up, the whole objective of the faith, the whole economy of God's purposes, of what God have in mind, of what we do not see, but we hold by faith. We will come to that as we are all working together, as all of the gifts now are function in the proper place. It will direct us to the whole faith, the whole system of things that God have in mind for in his purpose.
Is actually the result, isn't it, of the working of the gifts. It's bringing us to that. Remember, there's one faith. There was one body. There's one Spirit. There's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism. So it is really directing the gifts functioning, directing us in that direction. When we recognize that there's an enemy that wants to work, that we would not go in that direction. Here's the Spirit of God producing, pointing us in a direction, and there is the sleight of men we read about in the last part, that they're working, as we've had from John, to derail. The Spirit of God is working toward that purpose.
Just one thing to add to that, sir. It is really that what the gifts are doing. It is, again, one time, every one of them is working. Because you hear people saying, what kind of faith are you in? What is your faith? And the whole idea of the gifts as they are working, they're pointing us, there is one faith, only one, and they work in that end. Sorry, somebody was grabbing the microphone.
And Alex, go ahead, Alex, first. So, as I understand it then, what we have said is that the unity of the Spirit is something that we really cannot affect. It's something that God does. Of course, we need to endeavor to keep it, but that's God's working there. And that the unity of the faith is something that we come to understand through the working of the gifts. Is that what we've said? Good. I just wanted to summarize it and make sure I was right.
In terms of verse 14, I just wanted to comment about when it says, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, and how important it is that we be conscious that doctrine isn't something that's in style. Doctrine stays the same. And although with different non-denominations, but the newest preacher or the newest person on the radio, I can count like five people off the top of my head who have been five men or women who have become all of a sudden great famous preachers on the radio, and all the things that they're saying, and everyone's reading their books, and you know, and it's not necessarily bad things, but we have to be conscious that doctrine isn't something that goes in and out of style. It's something that's constant, and it's something that was given to us by the Spirit of God through the apostles back in this time. And in fact, the book of Colossians, if I'm not mistaken, as we saw last year, was in part written because the Colossians thought that the new doctrines were more in style. And so we have to be conscious that doctrines don't go in and out of style. They're the same. And we have to start grasping those doctrines.
I think that's an excellent point. And it ties to the thought of coming into the unity of the faith. And so the question really also is, you know, where am I? Am I still someone who is immature so that every kind of new teaching, that word doctrine really means teaching, right? So every new teaching, you know, I think it's in Timothy, they speak about having itching ears. So everything that is new, I gravitate towards that. And it sounds good, and it whips me like the wind tosses a boat, okay? So this part here is very helpful to us as young people. I don't know of any young person that wants to be 15 and walking around in a diaper, right? You're done with being an infant. And when you grow up to be a mature person chronologically, right, just because you wear a suit or a nice dress doesn't necessarily mean that you are a mature adult. Because we have adults that wear suits, that wear dresses, that act very immaturely. So the Apostle Paul says that these men that were given as gifts, they have a purpose. And this Bible study, as we sit here, and the Lord has given to us those who can help with the study, it is so that we go from childhood or immaturity to maturity, so that we can sit. You listen to someone on the radio, and you say, you know, that's not according to the scripture. Or you can sit and listen to a brother or a sister in the fellowship and say, you know what, that's based upon this word of God. And that's what I hold on, because the purpose is that we, it says in verse 13, it's unto the mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be those who are no more children. Paul says in the book of Hebrews that those believers were at the stage chronologically where they should be teachers. And it's coming a day very shortly, young people, that the baton, if the Lord doesn't come, is going to have to be passed to you all. But Paul said to those believers, you know what? I can't hand the baton to you, because you're not able to teach. Right now, I have to teach you the ABCs of Scripture. So let us take advantage of the gifted men that have been given not just to us as a company, but to the corporate, the universal church, for the edification and the building up of the body. And let us have a desire. You know, you look around this room, you know, sometimes it's difficult to focus. Sometimes we get tired. We were all there. But if we have a desire to say, I want to grow up to be a mature brother or sister, you know how we get there? It's through this word, coming to understanding the faith, the revealed word of God, the teachings here, that allows us to progress day by day from immaturity to maturity.